Darren, coming off that tough loss, how do you view this game coming up on Saturday?
Big chance to show that we have some resiliency and bounce back and make a statement. You know, it was a tough loss, but I feel like it's a chance to show that, you know, we've moved on and that we're ready to execute and make the best of our season.
Does it kind of make it a little bit easier coming off a tough loss like that, knowing you have another tough game and a tough game coming up?
Definitely, because, you know, it would be one thing if we had like an easy opponent, but someone like Michigan, it's a big game. So it's a chance to show that we can bounce back.
Michigan's shown pretty good defensively opening the season. What makes them so good?
I feel like they have a lot of returners, but then also they're just aggressive and they have big guys and they have a good front seven, but then they also have a good nickel guy in number five, that Peppers guy. He's going to roll up on the Ys and the Hs a lot, but then their corners are really physical too. But I feel like we have good matchups with Nick and Mitch and guys like Devon that can get around them. So it's going to be a good game.
Playing tough defenses isn't something new to you guys so far this year. Who does Michigan maybe compare with? Like, if you see them on film, it's like, oh, they're kind of like...
I mean, I don't know. They go a lot of man and cover three, so I'd say probably Nebraska and, probably Nebraska the most that we've seen so far this year, because Boise State and then UCLA, they're more zone teams, but with Michigan, they're a man team. They're going to try to hit you in the mouth early.
You like that? You like the man-to-man challenge?
Yeah, I like it a lot because it proves, you know, they trust their athletes a lot. So that means that they have a lot of confidence and they don't think that we can get behind them. So guys like Mitch and Devon and Mitchell, I feel like we're going to do really good against them.
What have you guys been doing this week to handle the crowd noise, or are you kind of used to it now with Nebraska and UCLA?
I mean, we're kind of used to it, but like always, I don't know if you guys have been out there, but we have those huge speakers, and it's just playing this annoying crowd music over and over again. So, I mean, that helps us a lot, but at the same, like, the trainers have earplugs in, and but we just have to deal with it and learn to not jump off sides and just get our cues and our calls right.
Is it crowd noise or music?
It changes, I feel like, so we don't go crazy. But it's a lot of crowd music, a lot of, like, you hear fans in the background. It's weird, but, mainly crowd music.
You weren't alive when BYU last played Michigan. Do you know the significance of that game?
I know that it's a big venue. I know it's a big house, and it's an awesome place to play. But I don't know anything about it, really.
Oh, when BYU played Michigan before?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. Don't expect you to.
No, I wasn't going to lie, right?
How cool is it for you to play as a player to get to go to the Big House after playing at the Rose Bowl, after playing at Memorial Stadium?
Oh, it's an awesome experience to think that, you know, these are places that you dream of as a little kid. And I mean, I never would have thought I'd play there. But a place like the Rose Bowl, and like we had a chance to actually play good against UCLA and guys like Michigan and Nebraska, you live to play in front of those kind of fans. I mean, they're not always the nicest, but it's definitely an awesome atmosphere.
Do you think about it at all during the game or once the kickoff goes off? Is it just all about, you know, is it just another football game?
I mean, maybe when I was younger, yeah, it kind of got to me, but I feel like now you just got to block all that out. As soon as you get there, you're there to do your job and to execute and just play football. And sure, afterwards, you kind of get a feel for, oh, my gosh, I was just playing with 100,000 fans. It's crazy to think that there's that many people that are there and cheering against you. But, yeah, it's definitely an experience.
What does it do for the receivers to have someone running like Adam's been running, you know, like he did last week?
I mean, it's awesome. The only way you open up the pass game is through the run game. And, you know, that lets us get open and make plays and, you know, we always want to have a guy that can run the ball. And it's awesome to know that when we run a route, maybe we're not open, to see him hurdling dudes or just blowing up people, and just, that gives us confidence.
And on that same line of thinking, when you hear a guy like Algie Brown's out, a guy like Francis Bernard's out, does that maybe concern you guys just as far as opening the pass game? Or
I mean, it doesn't concern us. I mean, it hurts because those are our brothers out there, and we want to have them out there making plays. But for the most part, you know, we know that we have guys like Adam and Nate Carter that are going to step up and make big plays.
A lot of teams hang their heads when it's a tight situation late in the fourth quarter. What is it about you guys where you guys kind of seem to thrive in these situations?
I feel like that comes from Coach and I. Like, we have it in ourselves to be resilient and to step up and make big plays. But, man, that guy fires us up. He's just like, you guys got to get ready. He fires us up to get ready and just go. And I feel like Tanner's also been a great leader in those opportunities. He looks you dead in the eye, and, like, there's no doubt in his eye that, like, we're going to score and we're going to get this done. And, you know, it stinks when it doesn't happen, even in practice. But, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that guy can lead us.
Does it make that big of a difference when you look into the quarterback's eyes?
Mm-hmm.
They've got that full confidence?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you want to have confidence as much as possible. But when you're looking at the score and, like, maybe the time of the game, you're like, man, how are we going to do this? But then you have a guy like Tanner, who, just like Taysom, will look you in the eye and just reassure you that, you know what, no, we're going to get this done. It's an awesome feeling.
Do you have a favorite Adam Hine story? I mean,
one yes.
you can relate
to. Yes, what I can relate to. So I remember one day, it was fall camp maybe 2 years ago or last year, I can't remember. But it was after a hard day of fall camp, and we're all just tired, and we're trying to get through the day. We get to two-a-day. All of a sudden, Adam Hine, you've seen Adam, so he's big. He's buff. And then all of a sudden, he goes into his locker, and he comes out with nunchucks. Like, actual nunchucks, and starts, like, he puts the little thing over his head, and he starts acting like a ninja, and it's the funniest thing. Because this is big, buff dude, and he has these nunchucks, and he's like, going, wah, like, I feel like a ninja. And so, and nobody would have thought that out of Adam, but that was probably one of my favorite Adam Hine moments.
Was that where the Ninja Turtle stuff?
Yes.
It's coming full circle. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why we call him Ninja Turtle? Yeah. Yeah. And he has his abs look like a turtle shell.
Nice.